Hello and welcome to The Co-working Club, a podcast for female business owners who want to work for themselves, not by themselves. I'm your host, Jessica Berry, and each week I'll be chatting to a new guest all about the realities of running your own business, sharing tips and tricks for dealing with the loneliness and isolation that comes with working from home, as well as discussing the benefits of building community through co-working. So what are you waiting for? Come and join the club. Hello and welcome back to today's episode of the Co-working Club, which is the final one of 2021. And to stick with tradition, I'm going to be wrapping up the year with an episode reflecting on the 12 months that have just gone by. I'm planning to talk quite candidly about the kind of year that I've had within my business, share some of the wins, as well as some of the more challenging moments and what I've learned from them. I think that looking back before you start to look forward is so, so important. So before we get caught up in all of the New Year madness and dive headfirst into thinking about setting goals for 2022, I think it's really important to sit and reflect on some of the highs, some of the lows, and everything in between from the past 12 months. As business owners, we don't have things like yearly reviews or appraisals, so creating an opportunity to celebrate your achievements and give yourself a pat on the back for everything that you have managed to get done this year is so important. So I really encourage you to dedicate a couple of hours to just sitting down and working through a similar process to that which I will be going through in today's episode. You could choose to do this before you wrap up for your Christmas break so that you're still in that work frame of mind, or you could leave it until you've had some time to slow down and rest over the Christmas period and you kind of feel like you're more in that space to reflect and review on the year honestly and openly. And even if you don't think it's been a particularly great year in your business, there are always positives to be found, as well as really valuable lessons that you can take forward into the next year and beyond. This reflection process is something that I did with the online club members last week, and the question that I started the session with was to write down between 3 and 5 words to describe how you feel about 2021. And the first words that came to my mind were tough, testing, and tiring. So the 3 T's. And I don't know if that's just how I'm feeling at this particular moment, because, you know, we're getting right towards the end of the year and I'm ready for a Christmas break. But I have personally found 2021 to be an incredibly difficult 12 months to navigate. And I know that I'm not the only one. In many ways, I've actually found it more tricky than 2020, which might sound surprising, but there really has been so much uncertainty over the past 12 months. In the UK, we spent the first 4 or 5 months in some sort of lockdown or quite heavy restrictions, and we've been easing out of that ever since, but never quite reaching that final destination of normality. And for me, I think lockdown, you know, it actually boosted my business. Connection was something that people needed so much during that time of physical separation. And I was always so, so conscious not to be capitalizing on a really awful situation. But the reality was that I had built a community by that point. And during 2020, that's what so many of us were looking to be a part of. And I've said this a few times in kind of various scenarios, but I think for many business owners, 2020 created a little bit of a false sense of reality when it came to the success of their businesses. We were all at home with nothing to do, so we had a lot of time on our hands to go all in and get involved with things like memberships and communities, and we couldn't go out to the shop, so we were choosing to spend our money online with independent business owners. And all of this created a boost, which many of us haven't necessarily been able to replicate in 2021. So, you know, we've been attempting to adapt once more to this new normal, which, let's be honest, is pretty exhausting. So now I've given you a little bit of a kind of brief overview of how I felt 2021 has gone, we're going to dive into it in a little bit more detail, starting with the highs. So I'm going to talk about some of the wins that I've had over the past 12 months and some of my achievements. And number one on this list is continuing to build the online club community. And this isn't something that I see as, you know, a short-term fix during lockdown. This is something that has now become a real integral part of my business. And I honestly couldn't imagine the co-working club without the online club. We welcome some really lovely new members into the community this year. And I think we really kind of dug deep into what our purpose and mission is. And, you know, there's lots of other online memberships out there for female business owners. But this year, I think I learned to really try not to compare to what other people are doing and stick in my own lane, because that way, you know, we're going to be able to attract our ideal members. We're going to build a stronger community. And we're really going to stand out amongst those other memberships as well for what it is that we believe in and what our real purpose is. I really believe that the online club has grown so much over 2021, and I'm so proud of the point that we find ourselves at today. The membership has really undergone quite a lot of change this year, and I've really focused on, you know, developing the community and making it just the best place to hang out. And a lot of that is fed into by our member feedback and what our own members would like to see, which is so, so important to me, because at the end of the day, the online club is for our members. It's to allow female business owners to connect and build relationships and get to know one another. And I'm always striving to make the membership the best that it can possibly be. And that has required some adaptation moving out of 2020 and out of lockdown and, you know, into this new normal that I've referenced multiple times already. But that has really been a big part, because we set the online club up during the lockdown, you know, in the first couple of weeks when that was what people really needed. And it's just been a constant learning, trying to test and trial new things and experiment and see what it is that people really want from the community. So I'm just really proud of where we are at with the club, the changes that we're making, the members that we're welcoming, and really just the energy that is in the community. It is so, so special, and I can't wait to continue to grow and develop this moving into 2022. My second win of the year was launching the co-working club products, which was such an exciting project. I've never worked on anything like that before, and it really gave me a big, big appreciation for product-based business owners, because the process was just so time consuming, it was costly, and really stressful at points. Really, really different to the experience I've had so far as a service-based business owner. So I think it really helped to open my eyes in that way and just gain a little bit of insight into what it is that product-based business owners have to face, which in turn has kind of helped me when it comes to the online club and being able to really relate to a broader range of our members, which is great. I absolutely loved seeing the branding that Nikki Sim did for us last year, which I'm still in love with, but it was so nice to see that come to life in the form of hoodies, t-shirts, stickers and pins, and I still find myself kind of looking at them on a daily basis because I have them dotted all around my office, and it's just such a nice reminder of the club and the amazing community, and you know, it really does help to bring it to life and make us feel like a real team, which is so special. And I probably haven't shouted about these enough. I launched them back in the summer. I did a photo shoot with the amazing Emma Ratcliffe, got some gorgeous photos, and probably haven't shared enough of them, but if you are interested in picking up a pin or a sticker or anything like that, I'll leave the details in the show notes so you can head over and check them out and just have a look at them as well and see what you think. I'd love to hear your feedback and whether there's any other products that you'd like to see in 2022. So a big focus for me this year has been working on my own sort of personal brand. So I have the co-working club, and then I also do some business mentoring, and that's kind of under my own name. But earlier this year, I decided to change my name over on Instagram and therefore kind of change my business direction. So I rebranded as Work From Home with Jess, and I've really been working over the past couple of months to bring together my website and create some new services. So I officially launched these last month, so you can head over, check them out. I'll leave the details in the show notes. But I've really focused on following my passions, and I've moved towards a niche which I've really felt drawn to and I feel like really aligns with where I'm at, what my focus is, and obviously ties in really nicely to the work that I do with the co-working club as well. So my mentoring services now focus on helping female business owners to prioritize their well-being as well as their workloads whilst working from home and create routines and habits that support their well-being and allow them to prioritize their mental health, because I've seen far too many business owners working themselves into the ground, not prioritizing themselves, and, you know, really struggling to set boundaries and create healthy habits. And so many of us were thrust into working from home last year without any prior experience. And I know from personal experience how tough that can be. So I really wanted to share the knowledge and expertise that I've developed over the past 4 years and help other women to work from home their way. And this has really meant me stepping into that role as an expert and becoming comfortable with that kind of title of a mentor, because this is something I probably touched on in last year's episode as I was just starting to offer business mentoring at that point. But I was doing quite general business mentoring, helping people in whatever they were struggling with at that point. And it felt quite general. I didn't feel as though I was talking to anyone in particular through my content and on my website. And I just had this real pull towards, you know, sharing knowledge in an area that I felt super passionate about and in an area of my life that I'd been able to really improve and work on. So I'm so, so excited about the services that I've created. They feel really aligned to what I want to be focusing on and spending my time doing. And as I mentioned, I launched the website last month, and then I've been super busy wrapping things up for the end of the year, so haven't had loads of time to shout about it, but I'm excited to get stuck in 2022 and help more women to ditch the shoulds and discover how to work from home their way. And the final win that I'm going to share today is that I invested in a business coach. And this might not sound like a big deal to a lot of you, but it felt like a big step for me because I had quite a bad experience with investing in my personal development last year. And it really did put me off for a while. You know, I felt quite protective of the money that I'd earn. And whilst it felt totally fine and normal to spend on things like software and other expenses, like that, I really did shy away from investing in myself and my personal development. But it really did feel like the right time to have a bit more support and guidance as I navigate this new pivot in my business with the whole work from home with Jess side of things. In many ways, it has felt like starting again because the co-working club now feels quite natural. I've definitely got into a rhythm with the kind of launch cycles and that whole side of things. But with the mentoring, it definitely feels like a bit of a new adventure. And it means stepping into that role as a leader and an expert, which I have to be honest, has never felt like it's come super naturally to me. But with the support of a coach, the whole process has felt a lot easier in some ways. It's just nice to have someone with you on that journey, I think. And for me, this really is the first time that I've invested in one-to-one coaching. And it's been really interesting to see how I have been personally kind of developing through this time. So now I'm going to move on and talk a little bit about some of the challenges that 2021 has presented and, more importantly, what I learned from them. So this year I have had a couple of disappointing launches, and I discussed this in more detail with Michelle Gately in episode 78, so definitely go and give that one a listen if you're interested. Looking back to this time last year, and I definitely thought that I had reached a point where I had a bit of a proven formula for a successful launch, but this year that was kind of flipped on its head and things just felt a lot tougher. Despite doing all the same things that I had the year before in many of the launches, I was getting less than half the signups, which was difficult. But a big learning that I took from this experience was to detach my sense of self-worth from the outcome of a launch. There really are a whole host of reasons as to why a launch might not go the way that you had hoped it would, and that is just even more relevant over the past couple of years. It might not be the right time, people might not have the money to invest, people might be busy seeing friends and family that they haven't been able to, you know, there's so much that goes into it, and sometimes it's just a case of not the right time, and you could try again, you know, a couple of months later and the launch would be a huge success. Sometimes there's no rhyme or reason to it, which can be really difficult as a business owner to accept and move on from, but now I like to go into a launch having a rough idea on the number of signups that I'd like to get, but I won't become fixated or obsessed with that number. Instead, now I focus on feeling really grateful for each and every person that chooses to sign up and invest their money with me. And if I reach my goal, then it's really just an added bonus. This is such a small mindset shift and one that I'm definitely still working on. It takes a lot of practice each and every time that I go through a launch period, but I have found it to be really helpful so far. And leading on from that, I kind of touched on this within the introduction, but fluctuations in the interest levels in certain offerings as the restrictions either lifted or got put back into place has been really tough to deal with over the past 9 months in particular. You know, I went from solely focusing on in-person meetups pre-pandemic to an online membership during the lockdown in 2020, to trying to incorporate the two in some way in 2021. And as life returned to some sort of normality over the summer months, many people found that they had less time to spare as they were catching up with friends and family, having face-to-face client meetings, and generally being out of the house more. And obviously this was in stark contrast to 2020 when we were all at home and had so much time available to share. So this year I've learned to adapt the online membership to suit this new normal that we found ourselves in. The online club was thrown together pretty quickly at the start of the lockdown as I wanted to bring a way for people to connect with one another during those first few weeks of physical separation. So not every single detail was planned out meticulously in advance. It was a case of putting something together quite quickly, getting it out there and then adapting and evolving as we grew with feedback from members, which was quite tough to get my head around as a perfectionist. So this year I've really focused on taking the learnings from running the membership for a year and putting them into action. It's been a year of working on improving more behind the scenes parts of the membership, which aren't always so shiny or Instagram worthy. And despite the level of interest waning a little bit during 2021 when people have been preoccupied with other things, I've really learned to have faith in the offering that I've created. I know deep down that the online club is an amazing community and my job is just to show that to others as much as possible. Online communities were around long before the pandemic and they'll be around for a long time after it too. So I've just tried to stay really positive throughout this year when understandably people's priorities might have been elsewhere because I know and understand the true importance of community and connection, and that is never going to change whether it's online or in person. So as well as thinking about and recognising my achievements and challenges, some of the other questions that I asked myself during my end of year review were, what did I enjoy doing most in my business during 2021? What would I like to do more of in my business in 2022? And what would I like to do less of in my business in 2022? I definitely don't feel like I'm at the stage now where I'm ready to start thinking about goals or intentions for 2022, but this reflection process really helped me to gently start thinking about how next year might look, the learnings that I'd like to take forward from this year, and what maybe I'd like to leave firmly behind in 2021. As a business owner, it's really easy to simply keep trucking along as you are, but taking that time out to just stop and think about whether you're actually enjoying what you're doing or if there are ways that you could improve it are so, so important. So I really encourage you to do that before we wrap things up for the end of the year. So I hope that this episode helps to serve as a bit of a realistic view into the life of running a business, and If you have found this year tough, just know that you're not alone. It's safe to say that 2021 has been exhausting due to the constant need to adapt and evolve to the ever-changing restrictions and guidelines. And as business owners, there's enough uncertainty when you take the leap into self-employment anyway. So I think we've had a real uncertainty overload over the past couple of years. Despite 2021 probably not going down as my most successful year ever on paper, it doesn't stop me feeling optimistic about the new year. As I mentioned, I've been starting to gently think about how I might want 2022 to look in my business and make some tentative plans, which I'm really excited about. I just hope that next year brings more of a return to normality. My big hope is that we can get back to hosting meetups and events, as I would just love to bring more in-person connection back into my working week. So fingers crossed and watch this space. And to wrap things up, a big thank you to everyone who has listened to the podcast this year. I really appreciate you tuning in week after week. And if you do enjoy the episodes, I would so appreciate if you could leave a rating and review over on Apple Podcasts. Think of it as your Christmas present to me, and it would mean the absolute world. But for now, I hope you have a lovely Christmas break. Enjoy some much needed downtime away from your laptop. And I really look forward to catching up again in 2022. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, please do subscribe so you keep up to date with all of future episodes. And if you could possibly leave a review, it would really help us in this early stage of launching the podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you back here next Monday.